Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. We start in Upper Manhattan. A Columbia grad student is dead. An Italian tourist is wounded after a parolee went on a stabbing spree in Morningside Heights late last night. Let's go to the scene for details. Our Darius Radzius is there.
Students on campus here are stunned after a Columbia grad was killed nearby in a stabbing spree.
Yeah, it's awful.
Maxwell Gonzalez, a junior here, is still trying to make sense of it all.
I'm just in shock that you're just in danger, technically, when you're not really aware of what's going on.
The university identified the student as David Giri from Manhattan, a student at the School of Engineering and Applied Science. Another man, a 27-year-old tourist, was stabbed 15 minutes later at around 11:15 Thursday night on the other end of the park near West 116th Street. He's expected to survive. Cops say they arrested the 25-year-old suspect in Central Park, who they say is a known gang member, and was out on parole for a 2013 gang assault. Columbia University President Lee Bollinger says that they are unspeakably sad and deeply shocked. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at Columbia University.
A teenager is dead, shot just steps from his East Harlem home last night. It happened just before 8 on East 119th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. Matthew Rivera was hit a number of times in the chest. The 18-year-old was rushed to a nearby hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. Police say they have no suspects, no motive for that shooting. Violence to report in Brooklyn, a double shooting in Brighton Beach overnight. A 46-year-old man has been shot and killed. A 30-year-old man shot in the leg and hospitalized in stable condition at Brighton 4th Court. Both victims were shot when three men jumped out of a car and opened fire. The suspects then ran off. About Omicron now, there are 5 known cases in the metro area. A 67-year-old woman in Suffolk who traveled from South Africa. She is asymptomatic. No details are yet known of 2 cases in Queens and a 4th case in Brooklyn, a 5th one in one of the other 5 boroughs. Governor Hochul said last evening, we still don't have specific information on how the vaccines or boosters are holding up. Nationwide, 5 states have reported cases of the new variant. Here's CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We've seen Omicron in about 5 states now, and we're continuing to do investigations with other states as probable cases emerge. But what we can say, based on what these cases are showing, some have mild disease, some may have more severe disease, many of them are vaccinated. And what we're seeing now is that many of the people with mild disease were the vaccinated people.
So the advice, get the vaccine, get the booster, vaccine maker BioNTech CEO Or Suhin.
Infected people who had been vaccinated will still be prevented against severe disease.
The German company says it should be able to adapt its vaccine to fight the new variant within weeks. And another reason to get the vaccine, a new study says the Omicron variant can evade natural immunity you might have gotten from having had COVID. Coming up at 10:15 on 1010 Winds Newsline, the start of a new weekly segment with one of the nation's top infectious disease experts. We'll ask Dr. Celine Gounder, how worried should we actually be about Omicron, and should we change any holiday plans? Commuters waiting for a bus in Brooklyn got an eye-popping message. An anti-vax ad was posted on the bus stop shelter at Kingston Avenue and Carroll Streets in Crown Heights. The poster size ad spelled out the top 10 reasons not to get vaccinated. It was designed to look almost exactly like an ad that the city's Department of Health and Jewish health groups put up to encourage people to get vaccinated, giving the top 10 reasons to go get a shot. The DOT says the poster went up without authorization and was immediately taken down. Social media threats have caused a New Jersey school district to close down for the day today. Manchester School Superintendent Dave Threadaway says a comment about a weapon was investigated. It was found not to be credible, but then more posts cropped up involving other people claiming to have knowledge of a possible threat. Threadaway says none of the district's six schools have received a direct threat. Police have not been able to investigate all of those comments online yet, but schools were indeed closed as a precaution. Earlier this week, a Howell High School student was arrested for posting a threatening comment on Snapchat with a photo of a rifle. And in Brooklyn, the search is on for the suspect who threw some sort of a liquid in the face of a Jewish woman on a street in Crown Heights back on November 3rd, allegedly telling her, quote, "You people are disgusting. The Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating it, and Crime Stoppers would like to hear from you if you know anything about this." In Queens, cops are searching for the robbery suspect who swiped $72,000 in cash from a grocery store in Elmhurst. This happened 2 weeks ago at the Sara Ling Atin grocery store on Queens Boulevard. No employees were hurt. The suspect just walked up to the register, stole the money, and then drove off in a dark-colored Nissan SUV. One of New York's bravest has died in a training exercise this morning. 1010 Winds Newsline next takes you to Harlem Hospital. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman. Sam?
And Bridget, 31-year-old probationary firefighter Vincent Malveaux, never regained consciousness after suffering a medical event during a training exercise on Randall's Island Thursday, according to Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro.
At approximately 6:30, he passed away.
That was this morning. His parents by his bedside. Nigro says Malveaux was doing well at the academy after serving as an EMT with the fire department.
But it's a very sad day for the fire department as we mourn, along with his mom and dad, the loss of this man who just turned 31 years old this past November and was only at the very, very start of his career as a firefighter.
Nigro says he was in good shape. The medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds at Harlem Hospital.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.